Hey guys, welcome back to Cuenta Cuenta Podcast. This is Angela.
It's your girl Tessa.
What's up guys, it's Ed.
And this is KP.
Is it just the millennials? And the Gen Zs today? What did KP called you a Gen Z?
Yeah, he called me a Gen Z. I was like, bro, what? I'm 30.
It was like, I've been seeing actually some TikToks where this guy's like, he's a teacher. I think he's a high school teacher. And he basically like makes up Gen Z slang.
To gaslight his students.
Yeah.
I think that's so funny.
Those are really funny. I wish I could, hold on, let me see if I can find any. Teacher.
I forgot. He gave us like one word and he was like, it's this now. This is what we're saying. And I was like, bet I'm gonna say that. And then I did not say that.
I got it. Hold on. I found him. Oh, clip. Clip or clipped.
Clipped.
Like that was it's like, it's so good. You clipped it. It's like retweet. Yeah, yeah. There's that one.
That one actually does sound like it could be. Though.
I think that's going to catch on.
Oh, definitely.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's very, oh, God.
I was just going to say, because people are already saying like, oh, clip that. Like, yeah. On like longer like podcasts and things like that.
Yeah, so. True. It's very Twitch slang too. So.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. So this kind of makes sense.
The next one is
because like on Twitch, like you can like, there's like a specific like button that you can press and it'll like record like the last 15 seconds of whatever the Twitch streamer did.
Oh.
And then people will like use that as like baits on like YouTube or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, Hassan Piker said this about blah 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 blah, and it's like completely out of context.
You're just like, all right, man.
Yeah, it's like I was saying that they are bad and all you got me saying was they are kind of thing. Yeah,
they are. Okay, the next one is mute. Like, I don't disagree with you. Mute. You're on mute.
I don't know,
but
about
I feel
that
like
one.
I feel like that one started because of Beyonce. Like, I feel like that's actually kind of a actual thing at this point. Yeah, the mute challenge at her concerts. There's a song where it's like some everyone on mute, and then when she says that, like, you're supposed to like not sing along, and then it's like a vibe check. It's like if you're still singing, it's like you don't pass the vibe check. It was
a
newer song.
Pass the vibe check.
Yeah. I think it just started with the Renaissance tour. That was another one. And then feta is the last one. Hold on, let me play this because I have no idea what context that would be.
Like cheese?
Yeah, like the cheese. He says bro went, hold on. Oh, fall, because it falls apart easily. Hold on, let me just make sure.
Feta, yeah.
Yeah, negative. Yeah, he's like, it's crumbly, it falls apart easily. So the example is like, oh yeah, like that guy, they like, he's about to score a goal and like it's clear and no one's gonna tackle him, but he at the end, like as he tried to run it up, he straight feta and like fell or something like that.
Wow, straight feta.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I wonder if these are working.
Yeah, I want updates.
This man's at is Samuel Sleeves on TikTok. So if anyone else is curious.
That's funny. I feel like his students must have found his page by now. There's no way.
At this point.
Because it's so popular.
I know. Oh, we're getting a KP.
Oh.
Oh, we're getting
incoming.
We're getting a KP.
Distress signal. Oh.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, he's there.
Be the man.
The angle. Okay, we are recording. Welcome. KP, if I said that boy went straight feta on the game winning goal, what would you think I was talking about?
Cheese?
That's what I said.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But it's, what does feta do when you hold it? Like if you were to like hold it in your hands.
It's grainy?
It crumbles. It crumbles. Oh, so it's like you crumble under pressure.
Oh.
That is a real new Gen Z term.
Feta.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be wildin'.
Yeah, y'all be wildin'. That's crazy. Couldn't be me, bro.
What the heck?
It's fake. Ed and I just did a whole segment on fake Gen Z terms.
It's a fake term.
Yeah. You're going to have to just listen. You're just going to have to listen to the podcast to get the context. We don't want to repeat this to our listeners.
Is it like fetch?
No.
Like when like no. Fetch did happen?
That's so fetch.
No. Fetch did happen. Fetch did happen for sure.
Fetch was a thing.
But happened late. It happened late. No, it didn't happen when it came out.
Yeah, it didn't happen when it came out. No.
It happened after.
So people going to be fetting.
No, fedaing. Fedaing.
Fedaing.
Fedaing.
Fedaing. Fed.
Well, you need the at the end. Fedaing.
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 Si peta.
Peta.
Okay, well, yeah. Petra. All right. Well, yeah, guys. I'm on spring break right now.
Spring break forever.
Yeah. So,
you know what I'm doing? No. Yes. Oh my gosh. KP that and you didn't, Ed.
I don't know what you're talking. I didn't even hear what he said. What did you say?
He said Spring Break the movie.
Oh.
You never saw it?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't say the movie. I said I moved during spring.
Oh my god.
All right. No. Y'all no one got that.
You want to hear?
You're right. No, I do. 90% of the time, for sure.
Yeah, it's Spring Break the movie. But yeah, that's it. No, I moved. So yeah. There's.
So
like,
you moved? Where?
Actually, nice. like legit, just down the hall.
Oh, okay.
But I moved like a new setup. I even have like little like stuffed animal set up right there. Look at that.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. It's not full, but it's like in there.
It feels better.
Yeah, I feel better.
Yeah,
feel
the better last here. Place. The last setup like felt very constrained.
Yeah.
I don't have a bed anymore. I have so like you sleep on I have, the I have a couch that converts into like kind of a cushion.
You have a futon?
You have a futon.
Yeah, it's like not really a futon. It's like a couch. It's like I don't even know how to explain it, but hold up.
Let's see just show us, KP.
Can I angle this?
Ah, I see.
And then that
for everyone that's just listening, KP's camera is on blur.
Okay, there
that's
it
a futon,
is.
Bro.
So it's not really like it's a couch.
That's dead ass a futon.
But a futon is like
it's
has
like the
its
American
kitchen,
futon,
right?
It's the American futon.
I don't know.
No,
sure.
No,
the
American futon.
American. Why did you get rid of the bed?
Because
it's down the hall.
You hated it?
I hate constrained spaces. Like it makes me less
creative.
It makes me feel enclosed and more lazy. Also, like a bed makes me lazy.
Does it not like, hurt your back bed, to sleep on just the futon though?
Hmm?
Does it not hurt your back to just be sleeping on the couch?
Maybe a little, but I don't know.
That's a problem for future KP.
It might be not as comfortable, but I sleep better at night knowing that like things feel more clear. I don't know.
Okay.
Like it's good for my mind that that it's like things are not so constrained. Like, and also like it bothered me so much because like things would like get under my bed.
Uh huh.
Because I'd have like you know those raised frames. So okay. Things mm-hmm. would like go under my bed all the time, like my shoes or whatever, and like it, like oh, it like bothered me so much.
What if you just did like a mattress on the floor?
I thought about that as well too, but then like the more I was like that mattress, just took up so much, like, it like a mattress to me is so much negative space. Like it doesn't do anything.
I see.
So it doesn't do anything
so crazy.
It's just like so like, ugh. I need I don't know, like I just need
Murphy
need
bed.
Things to be
Yeah,
usable.
he needs a Murphy bed.
Yeah, you need a Murphy bed.
It's
one
it's
of those
Murphy
beds
bed.
That just like
it
like
just pops
closes
out.
Into a wall.
Oh, totally looking for
it's
Murphy
like you can
bed.
Just like you could just like take the bed and then pull it up into the wall, and then when you're ready to sleep you like open the door and then like the bed falls down.
Murphy bed. Oh,
Yeah, Murphy
okay.
bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've heard of
This
those,
actually,
right?
you know, this feels more my speed.
Yeah, that would
what
be
if
dope.
Like when
I
I
wanted a
don't
Murphy
need it, I
bed.
could just put it away.
Exactly, yeah. And then you can have all that space again.
Yes. Oh, I
Yeah.
like these where like it folds up and it's a desk.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't seen those.
That is
When
kind of cool.
I lived back in Manhattan,
You
before I
did.
moved my bed downstairs, I used to sleep on the pull-out sofa that I had down there. And then
Oh.
whenever I was done like using it, I would just push the bed back into the sofa. It was actually really nice.
See, I feel like that. That's
Yeah,
my
so I
speed too.
completely understand what you're talking about, because it's nice to like have that reclaimed space. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
okay, time to sleep. It's like in Japan where it's like they take out the actual futon to like sleep on, and then when they're done, they roll it back up and put it in the closet.
I tried that too. I actually do have a Japanese futon,
Yeah,
but
those are
I
nice.
found that it does also take up the same space, except it's lower. I liked it for a little bit, and to be honest, like when I had my apartment a few years ago, like I liked it, but yeah, it was that same thing. It's just like at the end of the day, it's still too much negative space, even though I can like collapse it. Well, I actually have one that's like hard to collapse. That's why it's maybe I get like a thinner one, something that's easier to roll
Yeah,
up next
something
time.
easier to roll up, yeah.
Yeah, but I still have it. It's in my closet. I use it for like
Sleepovers.
noise suppression now. So I just keep it like
Nice.
around. If I have
I
to like
mean, noise
suppress some
suppression.
noise. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
We are extremely different people. I love my bed. I love my Casper mattress. I have like four different blankets on it at all times. There's a topper. I have like linen mist. Like it is, I love just being in there. I love wake, and I have two, what do I have? I have two different comforters and they serve different purposes. And I just feel like I go to sleep in the cutest little cloud every night.
Yeah, my mattress upstairs is Casper, and then the one we have downstairs, I think, is Room Sonoma.
Oh, mine's
Ooh.
Casper too. Wait, you have two
Yeah.
mattresses?
Yeah. So like the other Casper is a twin size, and we
Okay,
use that
okay.
as a day bed
Oh, that makes
instead of a
sense.
couch. Yeah.
For that day sleeping.
For that day sleep.
I
But we
love
can't
that.
put it away, so I'm kind of like.
It's
But
just
it
there
doubles as a couch, so I
as a
don't
couch.
mind.
See, I
For
like
my.
that double. Yeah, that
Yeah,
double. Oh.
we're right here. We're right here.
Yeah. Even today, like even this week, like I had to do some photo edits, so I have like kind of a mobile
Station.
laptop, mobile
Yeah.
laptop. It's all laptops are mobile. But anyway, like I had a laptop, that's like a smaller one that I take with me, and like I just did all my photo edits like on the couch. It was just, it felt the most like, I guess you could say, like very Japanesey thing. Like the whole day I was just on my couch, just like doing edits like right there while like my TV was in front of me, and it
Nice.
was just
Yeah.
like chilling. I felt
And
like
if
the
you're on your
lo-fi
bed,
girl.
would have been
Exactly.
the
If it
same
was the
thing.
bed, I
Yeah,
would not have been
exactly.
able to.
I would
But
fall
I had
asleep.
like, it was nice. I was here, and then there was one point where just like, let me lay down a bit actually. So like I reclined it back into a bed, and then I just put the laptop at the end, and then I just kept doing my edits while laying down. I was like, oh, this is the vibe right here. This is
Oh.
hell of the vibe.
I
Yeah.
feel that. I feel those vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, I even got rid of the gamer chair, see? Like, I don't even have a gamer
Oh,
chair
no
anymore.
gamer
Because
chair
like
anymore?
it was so big and constraining. I was like, I don't want this big chair. So I had like an office chair that I gave to the family a few years ago, and I was like, I want it back because it's like it's lesser. I can like do this now. I can actually like, what's nice is it doesn't have arms. So when I do some like or it'll actually, well, I don't do it now, but like maybe later on, now that I have more space, I can actually play guitar and it doesn't get like
Doesn't get caught up in everything.
Start recording some like music again, just for fun. Yeah, so it's like less constraining.
I was actually just thinking about replacing this chair, with my last roommate got me a Herman Miller chair.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah,
oh,
and expensive, and because he was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna use this, but I got it. Do you want it? And I was like, okay, sure.
Why'd he get it then if he wasn't gonna use it?
He like collects a lot of things that are like specifically designer or like brand.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
He'll like try to find a use for them, and then if he doesn't, he'll just resell them or
I see.
Go away.
Was it that one roommate Roland. That you had back?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was getting like a grip load of stuff. I remember when I was there, he found like a fan, but it was by that one vacuum company. What freaking was
Dyson.
It? Dyson. He found a Dyson fan.
Yeah.
Like while I was
on
there,
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like his spare time would just be like searching up like Dyson fans, like designer furniture, designer like lamps, specifically lamps. He loves lighting. And
that's such a niche market, and I feel like you can find really good things if you start like, you know, looking.
He was really good at it. Like there's like this like mid-century modern chair that's like actually very, very expensive and like known to be like, it's like when you see it, you're like, oh my god, that's the chair.
That's the chair. Yeah.
And like we had that in our living room. Yeah. And he found it. So crazy. I was just like, bro, what?
Casual.
But okay, it was funny because like we found it on the side of the road in like Greenwich Village.
Ooh.
Oh, that's very New York.
And so that, and like, so makes sense. And so he saw it and he was like, oh my god, is this a whatever the name of the chair is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Let me look up what the chair is. And so he was just like, Ed, we have to take this home. And I was like, okay.
You're like, how are we getting it home?
And so then we carried it home.
You carried it home?
Yeah.
Like on the subway?
That's a vibe.
Oh gosh.
It was fun. It was a good time. I have a video. If you look on my Instagram, it's like, I think 2 years ago, I have like a birthday recap. And at the end of that recap, it's us carrying the chair home.
Was it on your birthday?
It was so I think that year my birthday was on Friday. Uh-huh. And then it was the Monday following the Friday. Okay, so for my birthday, I usually have like a weekend event because I want to have fun with everybody.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people can't make it for like a Friday.
Weekdays. Yeah. Yeah.
So then I'll be like, okay, we'll come through on Saturday. I want to do something on Saturday. And then I'll be like, on Sunday. Yeah.
Whole affair. I think you invited me, but I was out of town or something.
Probably.
Because wasn't there like rock climbing or something?
Yeah, that was last year's. Yeah.
Oh, wait. So this is 2 years ago.
This is 2 years ago.
Okay, hold on. So that would be 2022 because I was looking at your 2023 one. Hold on. 2022
is
2021. This is.
Oh, it was a Le Corbusier. Le Corbusier.
For his birthday, are you looking for the chair?
I was looking for the chair. She's looking for my birthday. Here, I'll just. Yeah. I'll pull up which birthday.
Well, I want to see the video. That's why.
I think it's the first one. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's pinned. Okay,
it's pinned.
It.
Yeah, it's
okay.
I think so. I think it's the pinned one. Let me.
Okay, this looks
set.
Yeah,
yes,
June.
The pinned one.
June 7th.
Then if you scroll all the way to like 3:21. 3:21.
Oh, let me actually do it on my phone then.
Like we're just searching. It's gonna be like this weird
searching
in the middle of the podcast.
Angela's gonna be like, we have to edit out.
Angela, edit this next 30 seconds.
Oh, I see. It's literally at the end. Okay, hold on. I'm looking. Ooh, that looks good. Oh, there's the chair. Okay, that's hilarious. Oh, yeah, it doesn't look too heavy, actually.
It wasn't bad. No, it wasn't bad.
No.
But he was like talking about it. He was like, oh my God, I can't believe we found this chair. What a score. That's the end of the video.
He's so excited. That's cute.
He was so excited. But I mean, I can understand why. This chair is like $5,000. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if you search it up, Lake, I'll put it in
chat.
Yeah.
I don't know how to search. It's in your videos?
Yeah, it's the first pinned video.
It's at the very end of it, of the video.
I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at reels. Where am I looking?
Yeah, yeah. It's the reel.
And it's the first?
The thumbnail is I'm so lit. It's like me with a mask on. My head's resting on the car window because I'm so lit.
I'm so lit. Oh.
Yeah, I was too lit. I was just like, bro, what am I doing still? And then somehow I was like, I like wanted to go to a mission that day because I wanted to dance. And then I wanted to be surrounded by Asian people while I was dancing. And then it was like I went from mission and then somehow I ended up at a freaking the stand. So it's called the Standard Hotel.
I ended up at the Standard Hotel.
The one with the jacuzzi. In there. Yeah. And so then somehow I ended up in the jacuzzi and I was like, how did I get here? I was like, wait, weren't we just at mission? How am I here now?
I'm still part of the Korean barbecue part.
Oh, you can scroll all the way to the end.
I kind of scroll because I can't scroll
on your computer.
I know, that's why I switched to my phone.
Yeah, I can't scroll on my computer.
Okay. 3 minutes later.
3 minutes later. Yeah, he's like, I'm away. Like, wait. Oh, these are cute. These are cute. It's like each of these little chairs has their own like belt.
Chair. Wait, yeah. Hold on.
Each of these little chairs. Because I'm saying the metal frame is like a belt around the chair.
Oh, I see.
It looks like you could just eat them. Yum. Yum. They look like little treats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's okay. Never mind. It's not
5,000.
It is 2,000.
That's still a lot for a chair.
It's a very much a big amount.
It's a lot.
You know, some light.
Some light, just like, you know, an entire month or two of rent, you know.
Yeah.
Depending. You know what's crazy? And maybe this is just because I'm not at this point, but like I'll watch these like day in the life videos of like these girls in New York and they'll be like giving tours of their apartments and they're like, yeah, I'm so lucky. Like I'm so fortunate I found this place. Like it's such a steal. Like it's such a good place and I got it for such a great price and it's a beautiful apartment. And it's not like it's not like a mansion or anything. It's not like one of those where it's like rent out the whole floor, but it's like a 2-bedroom, 2-bath in the middle of New York. And they're like, I'm so lucky. Like you got it for great. It's such a great deal at the apartment. And they're very like grateful for it. But then they're like, yeah, it's only $6,000 a month. And I'm like,
no, you can start to screw yourself. No, it's just only like, 6,000.
Shut up, bitch.
She does OnlyFans. I'm just going to call it.
Fuck out my face.
How do you put 6,000? Unless you're a lawyer. Maybe she's a lawyer doctor.
But you and your trust fund, get the fuck out of my face.
Freaking A, dude.
Where I can't. That? I can't. It was nutty.
6,000?
I put the
yeah, and no shade.
That we have, that we used to have in the living room.
In the chat.
Amazing. As well.
Let's live and love and make a wish.
Used car every month. I still see you guys. Oh, there's the chair. Ooh.
Let me look at this lamp.
Oh, I was not thinking that was the chair. That's a great chair.
Doesn't it look like you would just eat it? Like if it was very a fluffy. Small version. This is a dope lamp, Ed.
Isn't it cool? Yeah, so cool. Heavy as fuck, though.
Yeah, because it's like got a marble.
Because it's actually marble, yeah.
It was actually marble. It was
heavy as fuck. And then the table was marble too. Oh my god. Everything he owned was so heavy. Moving out was so stressful.
That was your last roommate?
That was my last roommate, yeah.
Aw, yeah, nice. I love him.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
How's he doing now?
Really well. He is the manager of I'm going to butcher it because I don't actually know exactly what his title is, but basically he gives people tours around Bergdorf.
Oh, Bergdorf Goodman.
Bergdorf, so he gives them tours
specifically.
Yeah. And like history.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So he'll tell you like, oh, this is like our blah, blah, blah room back in the day. This used to be something else. And then now it's this. And then this is all the stuff we have in here. This is all the, so it's like he has to know like everything in the store at the current moment. But he used to be a stylist, and now I guess this is like the next step.
Above it? Okay.
Yeah, because it's like he's the one who like when like the really high end people come in, like the high end clientele, he's the one who greets them first and then takes them around the store.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool. Have you gotten one of his tours?
Yeah. He took me on a tour when we first moved out.
Okay.
And then, what is it? He has a walk coming up, or he doesn't have a walk coming up, but there's a walk coming up for AIDS in May. And he has a team with Bergdorf and is asking people for donations. And then he asked me if I wanted to walk, and I was like, I would love to walk with you, Kaya. He walks fast as fuck, so I was like, maybe I won't.
Maybe I'll just leisurely stroll.
That's how it felt sometimes, actually. He walks mad fast. And I'm like, you're wearing heels, Cleo. What the hell?
I noticed he was in the front of that video. Like, he was really, like, leading the charge on getting the chair home. He
wanted that chair. For good reason. It's a nice chair.
It's cute. I know, and for free.
Yeah, and then we like checked it for bugs before we even brought it in, like the actual building. And then we smudged it afterwards. And then like...
Smudged it? What's that?
Yeah, like we burnt like sage.
Oh, okay.
And then like rubbed it with holy water.
Blessed it, then we christened it, then
we circumcised it.
Did all the above.
We prepared the rites, and then
then we, what's that one Catholic thing where you get a new name or whatever, like
confirmation?
Confirmation. Yeah.
It became confirmed, and then
yeah,
it had its what is it, the anyways.
Yeah, his new name is like
we
Philip.
Opened up the cushion and then we put a rosary inside it.
Yeah,
it got one of those rosary rings,
and now it's safe.
Hail Marys and Our Fathers.
It knelt and then stood up and then sat down, like, and then knelt
the name
and stood
of
up.
The Father and the Son, and I don't know why the priest is Filipino, and the Holy Spirit.
Priest is always Filipino.
And then we brought out the incense and we started swinging.
Espiritu Santos.
Ave Maria.
Tatay Nanay. Kuya. Ate. Ninong Ninang.
We held a vigil at our house.
Just
we put the Santa Nino on there.
Oh my gosh. Angela should be on this one. She'd be into the convo.
Do you guys have to do like I forget for what reason, but we would end up having like this statue of like I think Mary, like in our house at some point, and then we would have to like do like a decade of the rosary like every night that she was there. And then, like, that statue would get passed around to, like, everyone's house. And then after it went to everyone's house, it stayed in, like, one person's house. And then we would all congregate to that house and do, like, 10 decades of the rosary. And then, yeah. Did you guys have to do that?
No.
You guys didn't have to do that?
I grew up Protestant, so we didn't have to do any of the
traditions. I see.
But I heard
why was it changing? I've never done that. Why was it changing houses? Like, it's like you're doing the rosary, but not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
was
I'm actually
not.
not
You
sure
were
why
just
it
like, I
changed.
just
I
went
was
with
not
it.
very devout. Yeah, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, she's here. And then it was like there were always like candles beside her. So it was like also kind of creepy, like going out at night to like go get a drink of water or something. I'd be like, is she
Is
watching
she phone?
me?
Yeah, like, why is she
Is
here?
she looking at me?
All right, I'm looking it
But
up.
yeah, I also remember like when we would go to like the auntie's houses to go do that, it'd be like there'd be one aunt who was like quicker at saying the phrase than like the other aunts. And so it was never like synced, and it bothered the fuck out of me. Because I was like, can you just slow down? You know everyone else is slower. Just slow down. You don't have to be fast. This isn't a race. We're gonna get to the end when everyone says amen anyways. So like
Like, everyone has to say it, Dita, not just
yeah,
you.
not just yeah. And like I don't know. And like I could never tell if it was like actually like fervent, like, oh, I believe in this, or like I'm stuck up and I need to
It
be
was like
faster than all of
showy.
you, and I need to
Yeah.
show you that I know this better than all of you. Cause I'm like, she's the same one that would turn around and tell me I'm fat. So, you know, I don't think that's very Jesus-like.
Just one in your Filipino family would tell you you were fat when you were a perfectly normal size.
No, if only.
When you say one, you mean the whole family,
The
like
whole
the whole,
family.
like one entire family would just, dude,
No,
you're
one thing
fat.
about
Even like
like,
the nephew, like your
yeah.
nephew's like, you're fat.
No,
You
one
think
thing
you're
about
fat?
my family is that like anything I did, the whole family knew. But if someone else did something, none of the family knew. It was like, why does everyone care about my business? Like, why are we putting my business out there, but no one else's business gets put out there? Like,
Because
why am I the
you were the
special one?
most interesting, okay? You should take it as a compliment.
Oh, now
If
I
you
do,
like
but
that. I know what
before.
you mean. It happens to me too.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, stop talking about it. And she was like, oh, you don't hear about your Kuya Rob doing this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, because Kuya Rob's mom isn't out here telling everybody what he does.
Oh my gosh. So my mom was actually the quiet one. Like, she never really told our business unless it was something good. So like, but I do have an aunt who tells like all of her business about her
Everything,
kids.
yeah.
And it's just like, and like her daughter will be in the room with her. And it's just like,
Oh, no.
it's so uncomfortable.
It's
And
so cringe.
it's cringe. I'm not gonna say any more in case they are listening, but it's just like, ooh, like as I've gotten older, I'm just like, I just don't. And granted, like my mom and her are very good friends, like they're very tight, so maybe it's that. Maybe it's just that, like maybe it's just like they're tight and like my aunt feels like really comfortable talking to my mom about it. But it's also like her daughter and me, her niece, are in the room, you know, like
You can have this conversation without us.
yeah, like we could be going like
Can
blowing
share,
bubbles or somewhere. Yeah,
right?
you
You can
know.
share the tea when we're not here to have the tea with you.
It's like she's spilling her tea, but she's there. So it's like she's spilling her tea on her. She's like
Yes.
spilling the tea
She's like, here,
on.
take this tea. Do you like that tea? Do you like this tea? Okay, don't do that tea anymore.
I will say, I feel like Filipinos are really good. Like when we are spilling tea, we're really good about making it dramatic, about like
Oh yeah,
getting the
absolutely.
story, like getting all those juicy details. It's like you are quenched by the time you've heard our tea.
You went to a tea house with how
Yeah.
much tea we give you.
Well, there's a lot of drama in delivery. Like, oh, did you hear about so and so? Like
Yeah.
that big breath.
You were
Well, like,
supposed to pull in. Oh,
did you hear
you
about so and so from church?
You didn't
Like
hear it from
they
me,
have to
Buck.
sh yeah.
No,
But there.
you know who their uncle is, huh? You know who
You know
the you
who
don't
their
know who
uncle
their uncle is? Like, it's always
Talaga?
like they have to
Talaga?
gasp in their own drama. They're like,
Yeah.
they're shocked that they're
That
shocked and
they
remembering
know.
it. Yeah, they're just like they had forgotten
Yeah.
how like surprising it was. Like, oh,
Like as they
wait.
deliver it. That's
And then they
funny.
like play out the whole entire emotion that they felt in that time. But then you're the one that like heard it first with them, it's like you just see it escalating, getting more and more like dramatic and like exaggerated.
Oh, you know, Tita's son? That's not really her son. Oh, that was me. Oh, we need to pray for them. We need to pray. Like, okay. Like, meanwhile, you're there just like, I kind of knew. He told me already.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So something else that's happened as I've gotten older is like, I'm very well connected into the younger generation, into like my generation of cousins. So I know like a lot of tea from their perspectives. And then like, they'll tell me what their parents are saying and things like that. So then sometimes my relatives will be like, did you hear anything? Or like, I'll say casually like, oh yeah, I knew about that. Or then they're like, what did you hear? And then sometimes we'll be in the car with like other relatives visiting, and like I'm just talking to like my immediate family. I just told my immediate family, but we'll be in the car and they're like, Tessa, tell them what you told us. And I'm like, no, I'm like, that was secret. And it's so funny because my mom,
but it's also
like,
too late.
It's too late because you've already said it, and it
you
is.
Yeah, you share, already said it. Yeah. You know something.
I know.
Done.
So then sometimes, because like, again, my mom's very good at like not spilling our business. So she'll always be like, yeah, like again, like don't. So if she spills stuff to us, she'll be like, yeah, don't tell anyone. Like be quiet. Like don't let anyone know. Da, 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 like, da, da. Like very, she's very private about that, which is great. But then it's just been like, oh, Tessa, remember? Oh, you tell it. You tell them. You tell them. And I'm just like, that's the Americanized Filipino way of doing it.
And then she'll tell like half the story, trying to get you to remember what the story
is. No, she'll be like, oh, but you forgot about.
Yes.
But remember? Wait, no, go back. Okay, yeah.
It's just like, mom, just tell it. At this point, you just tell the story. You tell it.
I know, but she's so cute the way she does it. That I'm just like, I can't even get mad.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to add something onto something. But then we like went a whole different way. And I was...
We did.
I'm okay with that. Oh.
I thought
KP was like really like still.
Laggy? Oh.
No, yeah, super still. And I was like, either he lagged out or he's doing
or
something.
Or he's not being himself.
Oh.
I don't know. Where'd Doppelganger. He go? Let's message him. Kippy. There was also a topic that I wanted to talk about during this podcast, but I forgot what it was.
I know KP had a story himself too.
Weird. Okay, you go. Oh yeah, he was supposed to share his story. Weird. Yeah, go.
Where'd you go?
Where'd you go? What if he doesn't know?